We are continuing our Tudor-ish trail this morning. Yesterday, we sent Joe to Penshurst Place, and today, Joe, you're at Leeds Castle.
Maggie, I'm at a very wet Leeds Castle. It's absolutely soaking here. It's been raining all night, and it's coming down just a bit, actually, so I think I might head indoors. I'm just going to step into the hallway entrance here of Leeds Castle, which is immediately magnificent. We've got a couple of swords on the walls here hanging up, and I can just wander around into another room. And there's this magnificent giant staircase in front of me, portraits all over the place. It's certainly feeling is very medieval. And of course, there have been certain things filmed here, like you say, including the Hollow Crown with our Benedict Cumberbatch. So I'll be finding out a bit more about the filming today and also continuing our Tudor-ish trail.
Yes, while you're there, be very careful. There's a dodgy peacock just around the corner from where you are that will attack you when you walk through the arch of the...
Only if your name is John Warner, I think.
People watch out.
Yeah, you watch out for that peacock there. It's a vicious old thing.
He's at the loveliest castle in the world, isn't he, today? Yes. Joe Pocock, more from him on the Tudor-ish trail. I must catch up with the Hollow Crown, actually. It sounds very good. I do like a bit of Benedict Cumberbatch.
Stops at Leeds Castle today, and Joe Pocock is there to find out which TV shows and films from that period have been filmed at Leeds Castle. Morning, Joe.
Yes, John, I arrived here on my my trusty steed and my suit of armour, if only now I was in the old diesel van. But like you say, I've come to Leeds Castle. I'm here with Samantha Williams, who's PR officer. Why is Leeds Castle a part of the Tudor-ish trail?
We're very lucky that we've had a number of productions come to us over the years for filming, most commonly Henry VIII themes, due to our history that is strongly linked to Henry VIII, but also Lady Jane Grey, and most recently The Hollow Crown, The War of the Roses, with the plays of Henry VI and Richard III.
Okay, well, Samantha, we'll dive more into that a bit later. Gabrielle Lindman is here. She's from the Kent Film Office. Good morning.
Morning, Jack.
So what's the involvement with the Tudor-ish trail then?
Well, basically, a lot of stars came together this year, which is the 400-year Shakespeare anniversary, the Hollow Crown returning to film in Kent, and also the fact that we had a little bit of help in the office with an intern, and so we thought we're going to research and launch a Tudor-ish trail.
So has there always been sort of a recognised area where the Tudors have travelled, or was it start from scratch, find out exactly where these locations are?
We launched a movie map over Christmas, which means that we already had some base research about all the films and TV programmes that were filmed in the county, and we did a Berlin trail a few years back. So we pulled that together and then just padded it out with the history and launched the trail.
Do you start to realise how much the county is used for film and TV work?
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully that's partly down to us being there as the Kent Film Office and being able to showcase it to the film production companies that see the county and realise how many different areas there are, including a lot of Tudor.
Of course, yes, we're talking about the films and the TV, but it is about the history as well. Is it quite nice for people to go around and actually have a bit of a fusion of this modern day with the film and TV, but also learning about where the Tudors have been and what they might have done when they lived here?
Absolutely. I think film and TV is good, but it's only so much as it gives you an opening into going out and exploring what really happened. They give you a little bit of a flavour, hopefully also some younger audiences with young actors like Benedict Cumberbatch. But and then they can go around the county and explore some of the Tudor architecture. We've got a few filming locations on there, but we've got a lot of additional heritage locations that people can explore on the trail.
And you've got a cycle tour as well, don't you?
Yes, we do have a cycle tour and a walk. The walk is from Hever to Penshurst, where Henry used to apparently travel to visit Anne Boleyn and court her at Hever Castle. And we have a cycle trail again through that part of Kent, where more or less the county still looks as it did then.
Have you uncovered any sort of interesting nuggets of history that you didn't know about before this started?
Well, to be honest, there was quite a lot of stuff that I didn't know when all our work experience and interns and my colleagues, we started researching it. So for me, it was also a journey of discovery. And I think it'd be great to share that with the rest of the people of Kent.
So great for you to, for today, come to somewhere like Leeds Castle. But of course, it's what everyone can experience, isn't it? Coming to these wonderful places and just having a feel of what it was like.
Absolutely. And in terms of the filming locations, a lot of them, Hever Castle, Penshurst, Dover Castle, and all the other places, they're also attractions, which means they're available for everybody to come and visit.
And have you been keeping up with the Hollow Crown?
I haven't as yet. I'm going to save it all up and have a bit of a marathon.
A bit of a binge, eh?
I'm going to have a weekend binge. I think the weather was too good last weekend, so I've recorded it all. So if the weather continues like today, I'm going to have a binge.
Certainly so, and of course that was filmed here. So we're going to be finding out a bit later on exactly where Benedict rode his horse round or whatever he's done here at Leeds Castle.
This morning, the home of Henry VIII and his wife, Catherine of Aragon. It's here that many films and TV series have been shot. Joe Pocock is on the Tudor Trail for us this morning.
Well, we've stepped away from the hallway entrance into the Henry VIII Banqueting Hall, which is this marvellous long hallway, which is stretching out in front of me, beautiful beams overhead, and this wonderful tapestry in front of me. And I have Marina McCullen here, who is a Leeds Castle guide. Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you tell us a bit about the room here?
This is the Henry VIII's Banqueting Hall, and it's the largest room inside Leeds Castle. And it represents the Tudor period, and you could imagine, couldn't you, Henry VIII with a banquet inside this room?
You certainly could, couldn't you? And there's loads of portraits, and I love this massive tapestry on the wall here. Is it something like this that visitors love coming to see?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously it's the beauty of the castle that strikes you first, but as you walk through these rooms in the older part of the castle, they show you how the castle was used during the Tudor period and also the medieval period, and it gives them a real atmospheric feel of how the castle would have been.
I have to pick up on this fireplace as well, because this is A, huge, and B, just magnificent, isn't it?
It certainly is.
And a portrait of King Henry VIII overhead as well.
Yes, there he is in the style that we imagine Henry VIII, with the broad shoulders and the stern look. The look of Henry VIII that was given by the artist Holbein, and this is a very similar look in this portrait.
So what's been filmed in this very room?
The BBC were here during the 1970s for a production of Henry VIII, and a lot of the throne room scenes where Henry and Catherine of Aragon were seated at the end of the banqueting hall were filmed here. And lots of scenes in front of this magnificent fireplace with Cardinal Wolsey.
Also here this morning is Annie Kamkaran-Smith, who is a Leeds Castle curator. Why would someone want to film in this room?
Well, all you have to do is look around and it immediately feels like a historical room. And despite the fact that everything you see here was actually installed in the 1920s by Lady Bailey when she refurbished the whole castle, it was deliberately done in a style to reference both the medieval and the Tudor periods of the castle. So that's why film crews love to come here, because we have these wonderful interiors that can create amazing scenes for them.
So in fact, it feels a lot older than it actually is.
Yes, indeed. Obviously, the building that we're in, this is the Gloriette of Leeds Castle. So this building is actually 13th century in origin. So the walls are very old, but everything you see inside was installed by Lady Bailey in the 1920s. So it's an amazing amalgamation of lots of periods of history, and I think that's another reason why film crews love it here, because they can really pick and choose about what
yesterday
to film.
We were at Penshurst Place, which has got, there've been lots of filming of Tudor stories there. Today we're at Leeds Castle, so we're going to get to hear from Joe Pocock, who's there for us this morning in a moment. But first, let's hear a bit of Benedict Cumberbatch, shall we, as Richard III in the latest series of The Hollow Crown.
I do but dream on sovereignty. Like one that stands upon a promontory and spies a far-off shore. So do I wish for the crown.
Hark what discord follows.
Ooh.
And the queen!
Ooh.
Judy Dench in there as well.
Yes.
Ooh, very good.
Never mind that, we've got Joe Pocock. He's at Leeds Castle. Good morning.
I'm the star of Shakespeare, aren't I? No doubts there. I'm just walking over a bridge over the moat at the moment. I've got my back to Leeds Castle. I'm stepping down these wonderful old stairs. And just in front of me is not quite a drawbridge, but a draw gate, massive checkered sort of gate, which will come down. And it's just here around the moat. And I believe this is where we will see Benedict Cumberbatch very shortly in that episode of The Hollow Crown. Samantha Williams is here, and you were here when they transformed this into the film set, weren't you? The TV set, I should say.
I was, absolutely. It was actually just one day transforming this area before they went to filming the next day, and it really was quite a transformation.
And what are they trying to make it look like?
It's meant to be the Tower of London, so for various scenes across the three Shakespeare plays of Henry VI, Part 1 and 2, and Richard III, so all three of those plays. And they filmed various boat scenes with principal actors, so all the characters such as Richard III, Henry VI, Margaret of Anjou, and the princes on their way to the Tower.
We're braving the rain today, but I understand when it was filming day, it was a lot colder and a lot nastier than this.
It was. It was November. It was freezing cold, and we were out here from 6 a.m. till about 11 p.m.
So we've got the moat stretching out in front of us. Can you tell us exactly what happened here with Benedict and the film crew?
We had a machine here plugging out lots of fake fog, and the castle was completely shrouded in darkness. And through the distance, you could see this shadowy figure appear on a barge. And as the lights shone on his face, you could actually see that it was Richard III, Benedict Cumberbatch, sailing along on his royal barge on the way to the Tower of London.
So as you say, it was just completely transformed, was it?
It was a transformation, and I think it allowed, I talked to some of the actors and the crew, and they said for them, filming at historical properties like this actually brings Shakespeare and history back to life for them, and it makes their job as actors so much easier.
Well, Annie is still with us, and it's not hard to see why a director would want to use this location, is it?
Absolutely. I think the key thing here, it's authentic, and that's what people love about coming here to film at Leeds Castle. This could easily pass as the Tower of London, as Sam said, and it's exactly the right period. What we're looking at here is our Barbican, what remains of our Barbican on the left, and attached to it via a bridge is our fortified mill, and they are of the 12th and 13th centuries, exactly the same period as the Tower of London.
You must be looking forward to seeing what it looks like on the TV.
I can't wait. I'm really excited.
And Samantha as well, you know, the fact that you're all here, again, when it does end up on TV, it'll be fascinating to watch, won't it?
I think everyone that visits Leeds Castle, and all the staff in particular, are extremely excited about this. You know, that opportunity to see the castle brought back to life in Shakespeare.
It's great to see a bit behind the scenes. I know I'll certainly be tuning in to see Sir Richard wander down here. Or sir, was he sir? Or was he just king? I don't know why I said sir.
I think he was a common old king.
He was a common old king, common was old. He? There we go, King Richard. And John, Maggie, hopefully you'll be tuning in as well.
Yes, can't wait to see it, actually. I'm going to be catching up on the Hollow Crown. Thank you very much, Joe. Joe completing his Tudorish trail at Leeds Castle today.